Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a fabric presentation from November 2016. Mr. Hans Buehr, independent consultant, presents D2G, a new approach in athleisure fabric development.
Okay, good morning or good afternoon. I would like to present you now with a what I call a new approach in fabric development for leisure, for sports. So first of all, maybe a small introduction. I'm having my own independent consulting company for the last 3 years. I used to work for 30 years in the lift business for Triumph in Asia. So I guess you expect some pictures like this when I introduce myself. I was in charge of many different areas, from R&D, material development, quality control, procurement, range development, and an end. So after I left, after 30 years, I set up my own consulting company. I thought, all this knowledge and experience gained from this, could it be applied maybe also in other areas in the garments? So, yeah, when you hear my name, this is what you see, and actually this is what I see. I believe these two pictures have a lot in common, because they are both about body hugging, body forming, body support, and maybe the only difference is the color or a little bit the way that the stuff is cut. But you can see also here we have support, etc. So when I started to prepare my presentation, I understand the focus topic of the show, of the performance days, is hybrids, engineered. So I looked up, all-knowing Google, what is hybrids. And I came up with two definitions, a thing made by combining two different elements, or I guess what most people nowadays will associate hybrids with is the cars which have a petrol and an electric engine maybe. But so first I thought, okay, hybrid cars, is there something we can learn from the car industry? Even though we are in the garment textile field, the car industry, automotive, is much bigger. It's a lot more money involved, so maybe they have people that are more clever than us. Can we learn something from them? And actually, I would say yes. I looked up and I came across the website of Toyota, and they very proudly presented what they call their strategic partnerships, or their, as they call it, a supplier association. And when I read this, I thought, actually this defines what I have been doing for many years in my former company, meaning closely working together with selected core suppliers, not only show me what you have new, but really a two-way communication and inputs that we said, okay, we would like to do something in this direction. Can we engineer something new? And we even had people, like in Toyota. In fact, I've been at Toyota 2 times in Japan to look at what they are doing. And the most amazing thing I found is that in the Toyota R&D department, they had actually external people, outsiders from their core suppliers, who were working hand in hand with their engineers for developing, researching new products. And I think this is something in the textile industry that is greatly lacking. We think everything is confidential and we keep it to ourselves. Don't tell anybody, I'm afraid I get copied too fast. But I'm now shifted from being a buyer from a brand to a supplier too. A brand in TAS, I could serve my clients much better if I would know more about them, or they would tell me more about what they would like to do. So close cooperation, I believe, is something we can learn from the car industry. But again, I would like to come back to the original meaning of hybrids. We heard it in the last presentation already. It comes from the Latin word hybridia, which at that time meant a breed of a wild boar and a tame pig, or a breeding of a horse and a donkey, which then gives you a mule. So this is the original concept, and I want to show you a little bit, because as a German, we took this concept a little bit forward. We don't really match two animals, we do it all four. So we have what we call an egg-laying wool milk pig. So this is our hybrid. It creates wool, it creates the bacon and the eggs and the milk as well. And for me, this is really all about where I think already the word hybrid is wrong, because what we are trying to do in the company I'm consulting with, Tianhai at Leisure, we are trying to create for you engineered wool milk pigs. We can do more than just two functions. We can build multifunctionality in a textile, which I will show you a little bit later. So this is from the animal world, but I think I still need to give you some more explanation about our concept, which we call D2G, design to garment. So in a way, I want to show you in a slightly different way how we achieve to engineer these egg-laying wool milk pigs, how we engineer fabrics for purpose. So instead of animals, I would like to talk about Lego bricks. I believe many of you at one stage or another have come across Lego bricks. When I was young, all we had was some very, very standard bricks, not exciting, but still we could make a lot of things out of it. But when I look at what my kids were playing with nowadays, it's an endless new variety of bricks. So again, moving from the Lego bricks, and then what I thought, well, maybe one day we can make garments out of Lego, because there's so many different bricks. Maybe. Trying, doing some research, conclusion is maybe, not now, maybe in the future. I think the more realistically, say in the next 5 years, what we'll definitely see is 3D printing, which is another way of engineering a garment. But I don't want to talk about 3D engineering, because that's still, I would say, probably 5 years from being mainstream. Although I have done projects already for 3D printed garments, but they are really very expensive prototypes. So before we reach that either Lego or 3D printing, let's go back to what we offer under D2G. So I shift back to the Lego idea. And principally, when we build something in Lego, often we first need a base. We need a base plate on which to build. So you can see here the Lego base plates. And for me, traditionally, the base plates are the textile machines that are currently used. When I look around here, many of these producers, they will have one or several of these type of machines or similar. These machines principally produce plain fabric, maybe some stripe if you use colored yarn, but all the value adding is done as a separate as an additional process, be it printing, dyeing, embossing, etc. But all you get is a plain fabric, you cut and have to sew together. On the other end, there's very advanced machinery. I guess many of you will know the fully fashioned Santoni, which comes from the from the stockings industry originally. There's many garments made on these types of machines, but there are many limitations on these machines. I don't want to go into details. I think they have a right to exist. There are certain things you can do, but there's a lot of things you cannot do. And then you have a very advanced machine, the warp knit seamless, which is a extremely complicated, extremely expensive machine. It can make wonderful garments, but I believe there's probably only 20, 30 machines in the whole world like that. So again, definitely not mainstream. So we in TAS, we said, okay, can we find something in between? We don't want to produce plain fabric because there's hundreds of thousands of machines making plain fabric, but going into the warp knit seamless makes no sense because the garments that we will be able to make cost a fortune, so there won't be a market. So on the one hand, we have the Jacquard circular knitting machines, and we have the Jacquard Rachelle machines, which I have to say still a number of people have. And now I have to focus a little bit on the machine in the middle, or maybe I have to explain quickly TAS, Tianhai at Leisure Solution. Tianhai at Leisure Solution is actually a new division I've set up only less than 12 months ago with the idea of using less than 12 months ago. The original mother company is called Tianhai Lace, which has been making laces for over 30 years for the intimate apparel industry. And I've been working a lot with them, and I felt there is things you can do on lace machines for other purpose. And we purposely created a new name for it because I would say I would feel funny. Hi, I'm going to Puma or Adidas or whoever, and they say, hey, I'm from Tianhai Lace, can we do business with you? And they would say, of course, hey, we don't need lace. So one of our main focuses is doing on the lace knitting machine new fabrics that you really can't produce anywhere else. And I believe looking more, say, 5 years ahead, lace knitting machines might be the workhorses for smart textiles, wearable electronics, etc. Because we in the lace machine, we have the possibility to position some sensor or whatever where we would need it, because it's really a little bit like handicraft. And even so, the machine looks very complicated. You can see very big. It's actually not so much less difficult, much easier to set up than a warp knit seamless. So, this is what I call our base on which we have. Our base in TAS is these three types of machine technology. And then obviously besides the base, we need the components to build our Lego buildings, to build our textiles. And I've made here just a short list of components which you could associate with a different Lego brick. We have the special knitting constructions. It can be holes, it can be squares, it can be 6-in areas, etc. We work with quite a number of multinational, international, famous yarn companies. So we can put into the textile performance-enhancing yarns. One of our latest additions which you can see when you come to our booth, is something just released from Hyosung and Greora, which is odor management spandex, which is the first time really that the odor management is kind of built in the yarn rather than just the finishing. But there, we have many other yarn technology that you could combine like Legos together with a special knitting construction. If you are, say, environmentally concerned, sustainability, we work with recycled yarns, bio-based yarns, meaning sustainable yarns, and we're really looking at building a whole C2C closed loop kind of textiles. That means we produce them, you use them, and afterwards we can recycle them and start making something else again. Then in addition to that, just to sort of, as another Lego brick, we can also have performance enhancing finishing. Now when I say performance enhancing finishing, I don't mean printing, because we don't do printing, we don't do embossing, but we work with, again, a number of famous international finishing companies for adding additional elements, finishes to a textile. And once again, we are proud to release here at the show as the first one, a silk protein coating. That means you can take any fabric from us, and the silk protein coating will give the fabric the touch of silk. It's real silk. It's not like silk. It's real silk. And what you can do then is, because you don't work with the silk as a yarn, you can make all kind of constructions that you could not use make when you use a silk yarn, because a silk yarn has a very low tensile strength and needs to be treated with care. So we use a nylon or polyester yarn as the base, knit whatever structure we want, and then the actual silk protein is coated around it. And sort of to round up these various different components, we also have a sustainability management and accreditation in place at TAS. We have ISO 14000, we have BlueSign partners, we are Ökotex accredited, and we actually strive to be, at the moment we are only just a year old, but we strive to be, as one of our ambitions is to be one of the most sustainable companies in our field. Be it in regard to water, be it in regard to electricity, resource, the fabric, the yarns we use, etc. We strive to be, like in our actual products, a leader in the field, and to be different from most others. So now we have we've seen the bases, the different machines. We have a long list of Lego bricks, of components. Now to assemble this whole thing into something, we need a construction plan. Or actually what we first of all need, we need a vision. What do we want? We want to build a fire truck. So we need to establish what components do we need to build this fire truck, and how do we put it together? So, of course, since we are not working with Lego, we are in the textile field, we need a D2G construction plan, an input sheet for the textile manufacturer. So this is a typical example. If you want to see the actual garment of this one, please come to our booth. It's 517. We start with the inspiration. This is actually, we teamed up with a European design company, and that we would like to create a collection of three sets of garments that shows our capabilities driven from the different type of technology we have. So this first one is inspiration, is based on lace technology. So we said, can you create us some inspiration from sort of at leisure wear, what's in fashion, what's the trend? So they came up with some mood boards from the park to the club, something like this. And then, okay, so we take it from there. The next step is we need, these are only drawings, by the way. These are not garments, what you see here. These are just drawings made. Because from this, I can't really work out how the textile should be. This is just mood. Whereas here, I have drawings of garments already, thanks to modern-day technology CAD systems, I can derive from here, I can already make a garment pattern. So because why do I need a garment pattern? Because when I develop the fabric, I need to know in which area do I need to do what. Like here, for instance, it says energy. Or here, where do I place flowers? Where do I have just plain kind of stripe, etc.? So what I cannot show you here for confidentiality reasons is the garment patterns. So this would be the rounding up of what I call the input sheet. And this is exactly, this now brings me back to Toyota. This is what I tried, why I explained you in the very beginning this supplier relationship or supplier association, because we, or TAS, as a textile manufacturer, we are not the experts in what is the future trend in fashion, nor are we the experts in garment making technology. Yes, we could learn it, but actually you are so much better already. Why should we do something which other people are much better at? It's about working together, and I will explain the rest in a minute. And also, and this I think is something I wouldn't say revolutionary, but certainly evolutionary. We also need to instill some rethinking in the way we develop garments. Over the last 1.5 days, when I was at the booth, I came across many people. They give me the name card. Oh, I'm the fabric sourcing manager. I'm the fabric that purchasing. So I believe many people come here to the fair, look at all the booths. What's new? Can you show me? So it's like a supermarket. You find a lot of products. You just grab what you like. And then after 2-3 weeks, when all these fabric samples arrive at your office, the sourcing people, they will show them the designers. Here's all the things I found. Tell me what you like. So 50% will already go in the rubbish bin. Then the designers take their pool and think, what could I do out of this? What could I do out of that? What we want to do is, as part of our business or our strengths, we want to reverse this process and say, hey, we start with the designer, with the vision. This is what I would like to do. And then we and from there, the strengths of TAS is, we provide you with the materials how to realize your vision. You don't have to be a textile expert, because we will take from your vision or from the garments together, we'll work with you, and then we will see what machine to use, And now I come here to the the rest of the input sheet. So we have here the inspiration, we have the garments, but this is very much still, when we look at this, or even the pattern, that is still just the visual part. How should it look like? Where do we want which element? But in addition to that, I can use some additional elements from my Lego brick collection to build in. So the input here was, okay, these are very fashionable garments. We don't really need to work with compression, sort of, because it's more a fun fashion. But it would be nice, maybe, if we can put some cosmetic properties into it, like moistening or skincare or whatever. So yes, we would then say, okay, can do. We have two possibilities. It can be either yarn-based, or it can be just from a textile finishing. The difference is the yarn-based one will be longer lasting, will be better, will be more expensive. The finishing will be less long lasting, still effective, but lower priced. Now, since it's very funky and we go from the park to the club, we'd also like to try maybe some colorways with special yarn, glow in the dark, fluorescent, blinking, whatever. Yes, we can. Now, the company we are developing this for, these are just imaginative, these are not real garments for any companies. These were all engineered for us just to show what we can do. So we said, okay, and if the company wants, says, yeah, we are very concerned with environmental aspects, can you also use some recycled or bio-based sustainable yarns if possible? And I would say, yes, we can, especially if we go for the plain looks. Of course, if you want to add some fluorescent or glow-in-the-dark yarn, this will not be bio-based and will also limit or make not recycling possible. So we just get from our brand customer, we get their what they would like to have, and then we sort of together with them would work out the whole thing, translate it into a fabric, and then at the end, this is the garment. I didn't bring this one along because my guys from TES, they said they want to keep it at the booth because it seems every customer is attracted by this garment. So I brought another one, which I explain you in a minute. Principally, same idea. We have an inspiration. Here we have the pants. Actually, the top is yet another garment. The pants are made, or the fabrics, are using Jacquard circular technology. And the top you see here, again, you would have to go to our booth to see the actual one. It's made on warp knit Jacquards. So, again, the inspiration, the look of the garments, from the look of the garments, we have the actual pattern sheets, the repeats, etc. And again, we have the list of the wish list. What else would the designer like to have? So again, we say here no compression needed, but then again, actually for the leggings, maybe it's not bad to add some compression zone. Because this might be more non-functional, or I don't know, maybe ballet even. But this one might be used already. Could some compression, or we could actually, we have a very funny model, as you can see, if I turn it sideways. We definitely could build in some hip support. So, again, glow in the dark. That seems to be at the moment. I hear that very often, that people are asking for some fluorescent or glow in the dark. So we just put it in here again. Again, things, something like this would really lend itself for also for cosmetic, because like the, oops, I'm somewhere, sorry. Because cosmetic is always interesting when you have large areas of the body that you are covering. If it's only a top, it's rather limited, but if you have something like this, or here you're covering all the legs, it's really interesting to put in some vitamin C, vitamin E, aloe vera, etc., etc. But we could also, of course, we could say, okay, maybe this is something I'm wearing in summer, so I build in cooling, or I build in, like I mentioned earlier, that our newest development with Crayora, the odor management. So it's really, or here we added UV see-through protection. So it's really up to the, on the one hand, to the imagination of the designer or the brand, what do you want? And on the other hand, and now we have to go back mentally to my Legos, we can show you a whole bucket of different bricks, and you can like a kid out of these bricks build whatever you want. So it's really D2G is about having these bricks and building it rather than just going around and say, what do you have? Because, and I brought this along as an example, you will never find this from any textile manufacturer. Why? Because this has a repeat of 93 centimeter. A very long repeat. No textile manufacturer will ever make something like this because they wouldn't even know what repeat. Yeah, you find little, small, or not so small jacquards, but not something that goes, that has distinctive elements in distinctive area. This is, we need the input from the garment maker, from the brand, from the designer, what to put where. Be it the elements, where to position them, be it what elements to put in, what functionality do you want, and this could go from anywhere, not only at leisure. I was yesterday talking with a famous rugby outfitter. Even for rugby shirts, it can be done. We are very much focused on because also my background is from the intimate, so we are very much focused on stretch fabrics. But in the same principle, we could build a rugby shirt by simply defining, okay, how should it look like? Yeah, a shirt is a shirt, but maybe I would like to have a logo knitted in already. Okay, then what is the other functionality of a rugby shirt? It must be very rigid. Okay, so it must be very strong. So maybe we use carbon fibers incorporated in it, so it is as strong as a car body or a missile. Since rugby is a lot about tackling and touching, but that's more of a joke, please don't quote me. I thought, well, we could maybe build in a kind of anti-missile defenser though, or we could build in a kind of electrostatic loading that when your competitor, when he touches you, he will get a little shock. That would be a more of a joke garment. But principally, it's really, again, when I was talking with these guys, I said, give us a wish list what you like to have, and we'll see whether out of the Lego bricks we have, and if we don't have the right Lego brick, I have been in this industry for over 30 years, I know a lot of people, both in the industry, but I also, since I was also in charge of R&D, I've been working with companies in aerospace, in automobile, with chemical companies, and often we got something from there. So we can engineer it for you. So this again, you can see the actual garment. We'll be right back. Yeah, and that's what I call B2G. Of course, part of our business also, we present you a range of fabrics. We're happy if you like them as they are. That's the easiest. But really keep in mind, we can do, and I think that is what I understand, even so I'm very new in the athleisure sports industry, talking with many people over the last 12 months, I heard that there's a desperate need for something innovative, something new. So that's what we are trying. We are trying to fill some of these needs or offer some of these needs, because we are trying to do something that's different, that's new, that you haven't seen before. And TAS, what they also bring in, because I've been working for a brand for close to 30 years, so I know what a brand needs, and one of the things we need very much is USPs, unique selling propositions. We never mind what you do, be it leggings, be it shirts, be it sports bras. Every time nowadays you have to bring something new. 4 seasons a year, 12 seasons a year, doesn't matter. There must be a constant stream of new products, and these new products must have something unique that says, hey, I'm a new product and I have something that you haven't seen before. In the mobile phone industry or whatever, it's all about the number of pixels or the speed of the processor. So we are also trying to generate, besides all our, we are also trying to generate constantly new Lego bricks that allow you to create new fabrics, which you have unique selling propositions, where you can say something new. Like the silk coating, it's completely new. In fact, you will not find it from anyone else here at the show, because we were the development partner with HiQ, and HiQ is only going to launch it in early next year, I understand. So we are the first ones who will have it. So I can say, okay, you bought these leggings from me before, or you bought this shirt. I know you're a very loyal brand customer. I can offer you something excitingly new. The same type of pant you're used to wear, though you know the size and whatever, but we can have now something new. We have a silk coating. So it gives you some kind of touch of luxury, but also you could promote the properties of silk. Why silk? I don't know it out of my hand, but out of my head. But there are certain properties of silk, for instance, that are good for your skin or moisture regulations. So we deliver a lot of, or we try to deliver for you as a brand, ideas how you can promote it. Because as I said, I've been working for a garment brand, and even so it was only the Asian market, because we had several brands, and within the brands several labels and several sub-labels, and anywhere between 4 and 12 seasons a year. So when I added it up, we had to come up with something like 1,000 plus new products a year. And for each product, we had to think of why it is something different or new. So, of course, the newness in the product can come from different angles, from the look, from the pattern, from the cut, but it can also come from the fabric. And we are trying to deliver you USPs from the fabric part. For those interested, I just mentioned, for instance, the odor management from Creora, it's called Creora Fresh. There would be a hang tag, or the HiQ Silk. There would be a hang tag, but actually The Hangtag even has a QR code, so you scan it with your phone, and then the people, if they are interested, they can get more information, including movies and God knows what about this. So all these package we can prepare for you in a kind of industrialized tailoring process. It's not really mass customization, but at least we can make fabrics that are different from what is there before, and to somewhat tailoring, not individual for one person at a time, but at least for this fabric, for instance, could only be used for this purpose. It's really made for this garment, and it's not. If you would want to make something else out of it, we would have to re-engineer the fabric for that something else. Now, also, maybe that didn't come out too much in my presentation, because we can make different areas with different functionality using TAS fabrics, you can reduce the number of seams. Traditionally, in the old days, because we only had the basic Lego bricks, we had to choose different things, or in the garment industry, we choose different fabrics with different stretch or other property, cut them into pieces, sew it together. We can make already a whole panel of different fabrics, so to say. We can have holes here, we can have very thick here, we can have some support here. So this goes very much into the area of body mapping. I mentioned it before when I talked about the rugby. We do both. We do fabrics with stretch as well as fabrics without stretch. Because it's even so nowadays, even the jeans has some spandex in it to give some give or stretch. There is still certain type of garments or applications where you want little or even no stretch. So again, it doesn't really matter. We can do both. And like I said, when I was talking about the machines, the productivity of the machines is relatively high compared to these warp knit seamless or whatever. It's of course more expensive because the machines run at a lower speed than the traditional who only make plain fabric. But I think you should not only look at the price, you should look about the possibilities of making something that doesn't exist, that is currently not existing. Something new. And I think that is something I learned also from the electronics industry or whatever. If you produce something new and you are the first one, the customer cannot compare and go around, where can I buy a similar product? So if it's priced at an affordable, reasonable price, you can sell it. You're having far less competition than if you bring out a commodity where people can go around on Google, Amazon, or whatever, and see where they can find the cheapest one. We are trying to create unique textiles for unique products that you cannot Google and find in apologies to Zara or H&M at a very low price. We'd really like to create something unique, something special. So in a short run, that is what it's all about. Maybe just recapping the key 2-3 points. I would say our number one point is we want to partially, and I say partially because to a large extent the current way we develop garments will remain. Source the fabric, put it together, make the garment. But we would like to see offer a second way, which I don't know, partially might become the way that you say, okay, from my vision, I drive it down and engineer it. Like the German egg laying wool milk pig, the vision was we want to sort of have an animal that produces all we need in one go. So we get the ham and eggs, the wool and the milk. And secondly is that in this engineering concept, there's a huge variety of building blocks which we can combine together for the purpose. When you come to the TAS booth, there's around 150 hangers or so, and many of those are really just to illustrate a particular building block, a particular Lego brick. And you have to understand, this one was just done more or less to show, a nearly 1 meter repeat kind of fabric. I can also add the silk finishing in it. If you want, I wouldn't consider this. And please don't look at the way the garment is made, because, as I said, TAS, they are not garment makers. So I'm sure I would, in my old company, we would have done it better in a better way. But still, I don't consider this as a very high class look. So if I would use a silk finish, I probably would change the design to something more high class. So as I said, the two takeaways in a way are there's a new way of engineering fabrics purposely for garments. We offer you a huge range of different building blocks. You don't have to become a textile expert to achieve that. We can realize your vision.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabrics Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to performancedays.com. Copyright November 2016 by Designer Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.